Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Apology, please.
I owe you an apology. Superman does have X-ray vision.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, Saltstone, Guns N' Roses is coming in 2026.
The power of Live Nation.
They will be playing at Morton Amphitheater, a.k.a. Saltstone, on Wednesday, August 19th.
And by they, you mean the remnants of a band that was once Guns N' Roses.
There are three original members still in the band.
Okay, okay.
They have more members than a show we announced last week of Lynyrd Skynyrd and what was the other one?
Foreigner.
Yeah.
Which has, neither band has a single original member left.
It is interesting that Guns N' Roses is on the geriatric tour. It's been like what, 35, 37 years since they came out?
Where are they playing?
Saltstone.
Okay.
Dan, I'm the one that makes the jokes about them being old, not you.
By the way, they came out 38 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Wow. 38 years ago, they dropped their debut record.
Yeah.
Do you remember the precursor to Guns N' Roses? Let's test your musical knowledge here.
Don't do this.
Precursor.
Don't do this to yourself.
To myself.
Don't embarrass yourself.
Reed.
Do you mean the bands that?
One of the bands that fed into and what eventually became known as Guns N' Roses.
L.A. Guns.
Okay, there you go. Thanks.
I mean that.
You passed.
You really want to play this game?
No, I don't. I got very intimidated.
First day.
You took your glasses off and then stared at me with your X-ray vision.
He still has not blinked. By the way, I have now played ShamWow Guy twice.
I've picked up on that.
Anybody who's heard that commercial who watched TV between 2006 and 2011, or anybody who watched TV between 2006 and 2011, heard that commercial 4,000 times. And now we mentioned in the 2 o'clock hour, or I did, that Idiocracy, the movie, is becoming a documentary. ShamWow Guy, yes, ShamWow Guy is running for state representative in the state of Texas.
It's got the electrolytes that plants crave.
Sham, wow!
You want to tell me where Guns N' Roses got their name?
Jesse, why did you do this?
Axl Rose, right?
That's one of them.
And L.A. Guns.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know.
Would it be Tracy Guns and Axl Rose?
Probably.
It probably would.
If you say so. Hey, I'm figuratively on my knees here. I'm bowing to your musical knowledge greatness.
No.
This is important stuff.
There are some things that you're an expert about. Okay? I get it. If I were to get into an F-18 or whatever.
I mean, there's many things he's an expert about.
Right.
And you, Scott, are an expert in this.
That is correct.
He couldn't even define it. He's like, this.
So if I were to get into a fighter jet, I would sit there and poop in my pants, have no idea what I'm looking at, be like, brr. when it comes to 80s rock, you need to take a step back.
Which I'm is that classic rock now, or is that
oldies? It can
oldies?
Be whatever you want.
Okay.
Where did you say the Rose came from, Scott?
Axl.
Take a step back and let the man come
also
through.
Known as Hollywood Rose.
There you go.
Yep.
Wow.
I was going to say, that's not 100% accurate because it came from Hollywood Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another good commercial back in that. Remember, what was that guy? Billy Blank would do the OxyClean. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was up there with ShamWow in my.
Uh-huh.
I think he passed away, actually.
Yeah, the ShamWow guy. Apparently, ShamWow just isn't a thing anymore. And
ever was.
Maybe he's no longer a pitch man for anything and needs a job, so he's running for office.
Well, don't forget, I mean, after ShamWow, he had a wonderful career as the Slap Chop guy.
The what? What?
Slap Chop.
Never heard of it.
You slap, it chops. Slap Chop.
What?
Yeah.
What does it chop?
Let me pull it up. Anything you want. That's the whole point of the commercial.
Okay. Anything you want.
I think
you need something chopped? I can chop something for you.
For your kitchen uses.
We have an update on Mr. Mako, by the way.
Where else would you use it, Dan?
I don't know. Somebody said something about a tree.
Mr. Mako, Gabrielle Henry is on the mend.
Dr. Henry.
Dr. Gabrielle Henry is on the mend.
Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chop. You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away with a Slap Chop. Now look, here's a potato. One slap, you got big chunks for stews. Two slaps, home fries in a second. And look at this. When you add a mushroom, the more you do it, the finer it gets. You don't have to switch any blades. You love salad. You hate making it. Take the stringy celery. Take the carrots. Salad. I love pizza too, but once in a while, get the veggies in. At least throw it on top of the pizza. This tuna looks boring. Stop having a boring tuna. Stop having a boring life. Here's a hard-boiled egg, one chop, you add the pickle, you add the green onion. And then what you can do, you can mix things together. You add the ham, you don't have time to make breakfast. You're gonna have an exciting life now. Breakfast to go. You're gonna love my nuts. Watch this. You can do everything in the cover. It's so easy, one finger. Kids can do it. They're gonna charge you $1.
I mean, nobody wants boring tuna.
What they don't tell you about these devices is the amount of cleanup time that it takes afterwards far exceeds the time you save actually chopping things.
All that slapping, all that chopping.
All the toppings at the ice cream stores. What about fruit? Put a mango. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful on your ice cream? It's so easy to clean. One, two, and pops open to clean. Now, these other ones, bacteria gets in the food, can't open this up. It's worthless. Forget about it. Now, take the Slap Chop. All right, here's the garlic with the skin. There you go. De-skin is the garlic. The onions with the skin. All right, this is making you cry and making me cry. Life's hard enough as it is. You don't want to cry anymore. The skin's at the bottom. Hey, look, so you want a little bit of onions? You don't want to drag out the food processor? The skin comes right off. We're going to make America skinny again, one slap at a time. When you bite it.
I think he's got a future in politics.
Slap Chop guy.
He didn't tell you as part of the cleanup, too. You cut yourself really badly and then get botulism.
I do love that he was bragging about how easy it is to clean, and it was four steps to get it apart to clean it. So anyway, Miss Universe.
Okay.
Doctor.
Miss Jamaica.
Dr. Henry.
Miss Jamaica, Dr. Gabrielle Henry, is on the mend after falling from the Miss Universe stage. Shared a statement on Instagram today with an update on the 28-year-old Henry's health after the scary incident which landed her in the ICU. Quoting here from...
Landed her on the bottom of the stage, too. Huh?
The Miss Universe president, Raul Rocha. Out of respect to Dr. Henry and her family, the organization maintains strict discretion regarding specific details of her medical status. We believe that matters concerning her health should be communicated only at the appropriate time and solely at the family's discretion, or by Dr. Henry herself.
They later said that she was improving.
Okay.
Her ego will not.
Have you not seen the video?
No.
She face plants off the stage.
Ouch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can only imagine what injuries
was
she
was it
sustained.
Like the grape lady, like face plant was like, oh.
So she
did I date myself with that one?
I think she was out cold. There was no reaction.
Oh, there was no like, I'm okay.
Yeah, a fall like that, she probably whacked her head and knocked herself out.
I mean, to me, the Grape Lady news fall is just the greatest of all time.
So you haven't seen it?
It made it into an episode of Family Guy, so that means it's good.
If only if she had seen where the stage was.
All right, Dan. She's still recovering, Dan.
Hang on. I'm getting the video up for... Well, then, like... Here you go.
Okay.
I just want your reaction.
Okay.
In real time. You ready?
Oh, my God. Ouch. Ouch. And see, Jesse, she's a doctor. She's an ophthalmologist.
An ophthalmologist.
I think she needs some glasses. Oh, my gosh.
Happens to the best of us.
Wow.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Okay, can we talk about 3i Atlas, please? Are you familiar with this?
Never heard of it.
Meteorite.
You mean the alien spacecraft?
Oh,
from a prior intelligent civilization on this planet?
Harvard scientist Avi Loeb claims that 3i Atlas' bizarre trajectory could suggest that it is sending satellites to Jupiter to gather intel for an extraterrestrial civilization. Loeb telling the Post, the New York Post, that 3i Atlas could be using its time near Jupiter on March 16th of next year to seed additional probes onto the gas planet. Now, I'm going to ask you, Commander Reed, in all your time flying fighter jets, did you ever see something that you could not explain?
Absolutely.
That was not the answer I expected.
But not in that sense there. Not where I'd come up with a ridiculous cockamamie theory about what's happening. Oh, there's the seeding of planets occurring and all that.
It's like, I just don't know
what that is. It was common when we were flying, especially on missions, especially in other countries. There's a lot of other stuff going on that we maybe don't have a need to know about the exact details of what's going on. So there's many times I saw something hovering or flying around. It was probably some other kind of unmanned asset or something like that belonging to some other agency. And I would see it and go, okay, well, I don't know what that is, but
think about shooting it?
No.
Why?
Anytime you fire anything downrange, there's something on the other side that has to catch it at some point. It's called collateral damage. No, I just, there's all kinds of things you see all the time and you don't know exactly what it is, but we
Sam,
don't know everything in the world, do we?
Apparently it's going to seed Jupiter.
So what's his evidence behind this other than he dreamt it?
By the way, Harvard has gotten behind this idea that this is not your run-of-the-mill asteroid.
Yeah, but that's a very specific plan they've come up with about what's actually happening here.
Here's the only thing.
Sounds like what he wishes is happening.
So normally I would be like, okay, you know, we're not going to Art Bell this thing. However, the one thing that makes me a little bit curious is that 3i Atlas seems to be changing its speed. That is bizarre.
It's also not following the traditional gravitational pull that we have seen impeding asteroids and meteors follow the entire time that we've been watching the skies.
Speaking of Art Bell, are you a Coast to Coast AM guy, Sam?
No.
Yes, he is.
I used to listen to that falling asleep at night.
Anyway.
I just find it bizarre.
The theory being from all of the people that study the skies, I'm not one of them. I just read what they say, is that there is a specific pattern from gravitational pull that space rocks tend to follow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really change that. There are bigger rocks that pull things closer to those rocks. There are gaseous collections that pull things closer to them, Jupiter. This, according to the scientists, has not followed any of those standard patterns, leading them to believe that there is some sort of propulsion system.
Which clearly proves that planets are being seeded by something.
So what do you, Sam, in all seriousness, what do you think it is?
I genuinely have no idea. I think that this guy's theory about them seeding satellites onto Jupiter is a little bit far-fetched for what we claim to know about Jupiter.
I mean, what would you see? I mean, there's nothing to see. It's a gas planet.
Well, there's a lot of moons.
My problem with all of this conspiracy theories is when you can't fully explain something, which is life, right? There's so many things out there you can't fully explain.
It creates a vacuum.
How then it's like, well, this has to be the explanation. And like, no, how did we get from point A to point B here? Just because you can't explain it doesn't mean this crazy, ridiculous thing is actually what's happening.
I'm not saying it's not a meteorite, but it does... It is interesting to me that its speeds seem to fluctuate. That is bizarre. Is it not?
We don't know all the different forces that are pulling at that thing. There's so many gravitational forces and weird things going on in space. You know? I mean, the moon affects our ocean tides here. You can't feel it. I can't feel it. But it affects – it is an integral part in – the way the Earth spins about its axis. I mean, there's so many forces at play in the universe.
Well, we're good enough at science that we're able to launch a minivan-sized rocket to a rock. We seem to have some understanding of these gravitational pulls. Could we not then look at things that are moving through those gravitational pulls and analyze them to say, that's something we've never seen before, there's something weird going on here?
I mean, most of what we've been reaching out and touching from here in short periods of time, relatively speaking, you know, when we talk about firing a satellite into space or something, I don't think we've made it that far out there very often to where like Jupiter is now. I mean, we've had some things go out there.
What do you mean?
Well, we're sitting here pretending like we know in the outer realms of our own solar system, like all the different forces at play. And the truth is, other than what we can see through telescopes and all that, we haven't sent a whole lot of, what, did we get a satellite like a Hubble or something?
We launched a rocket 240,000 miles and landed it on a smaller rock.
That's different, though. Are you talking about like SpaceX now?
No. There was that meteorite. Was it last year, Sam?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, but that's all within our realm of like this, the near solar system of where we're used to operating.
And there was no threat, I don't believe, that this rock was going to hit the Earth. But I think they wanted to like do a test drive.
It was going to be one of those that was dangerously close within a near miss of 1 million miles or something. But yeah, they wanted to see if they could launch something.
And knock it off course.
Correct.
And they did.
Successfully, yes.
They hit, I mean.
Yeah, okay, I remember the story now.
What was it, about the size of a bus? Is that right, Sam?
The meteorite?
The meteorite was about the size of a bus.
Technically a meteor, wasn't the
right, meteorite is what hits, sorry. Meteor is.
Beg your pardon. Meteor, and it was about the size of a bus, and just for poops and grins, they were like, can we hit it? And they did. Mm-hmm. And they hit it, and they knocked it off course. Now, it wasn't going to hit the Earth, but to Sam's point, it was like going to be within like a million miles of the Earth. And I think for fun and a lot of money, they thought, can we actually hit this thing?
And proving their relevancy in funding.
Wow. This guy.
Cynical conspiracy theorist.
Every night he just lays awake in bed and goes, oh, good night.
Actually, I sleep like a charm.
Okay.
I guess as long as you realize you can't control any of it, you can sleep pretty peacefully.
And so they actually hit the meteor and knocked it off course. And so why can we not – by the way, has anybody noticed we can't get a – we can get a clear picture of a galaxy outside of our solar system. We cannot get a clear picture of this meteor.
And by the way, it came very close to Earth.
Yes.
Coincidentally, at a time when the government was shut down, so NASA wasn't looking at
it. Here we go.
Interesting time.
The pictures of the outer universe are coming from satellites and things that we've launched that have been well outside the glow and the different interference that's here near Earth.
By the way, yes, from the text line, folks, if you are using your windshield wipers, you need to have your headlights on. That is the law. So if you're using your windshield wipers, obviously everybody is. It is raining outside. It has never stopped. I feel like we live on Venus. Turn your lights on, please.
How would you know
why
what
Venus
is like?
You just got double teamed. Isn't Venus real hot?
It is. But
it's not rainy and gloomy.
But I believe it rains all the time on Venus.
Yeah, but I think if I'm on Venus, I don't want to like curl up on the couch and have a glass of
913-586-7798.
The R. Bell Show continues in just a moment here on Dan and Parks. So we have a world record today. The world's oldest bus driver is still behind the wheel and even getting worldwide attention. Raymond Hager says every stop is a reminder of why he still works. He is 95 years old. Says he doesn't get tired of hitting the streets. Hager has driven.
What was that?
What did you say there?
Jesus.
What? He drives in Wichita Falls, Texas. He's 95 years old. I just don't get tired of driving, he says. I just don't know why. But I get more tired at home than I do when I'm driving. I don't know that that's a great line.
So my immediate question is,
I get more tired at home than I do when I'm driving?
If he slumps over with a bus full of kids and his ticker just gives up due to old age, who's liable for that?
These are city buses, not school buses, thank God.
Still. With human beings in the back, theoretically.
He's been driving buses for 27 years.
I mean, as long as he can pass the standard driving test.
He's 95, Sam!
I mean, as long as he can pass the standard driving test required for driving that bus, I don't see what the problem is.
Okay.
Same reason mandatory retirement age for an airline pilot 65 years old.
By the way, Wicked for Good did very well at the box office over the weekend.
Did it do Wicked Good?
Get the hell out.
A Boston crime story.
$150 million domestically, $226 million worldwide. Wow.
That's pretty good.
That is very good.
I still haven't seen the first part.
I was going to say, did you guys see him at all?
Mm-mm. I did not follow the yellow brick road.
Okay. By the way, 95% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That's really good.
I heard, isn't it like a sing-along? Isn't there a lot of music?
It is a musical. Crazy? Wicked is a musical.
Yeah.
So they filmed the first one and the second one at the same time. That's why the original came out last year, and this one came out literally less than a year later.
Right.
Is that they filmed the two of them together.
They did that with a couple of... They did that with the Lord of the Rings trilogy, I think, too. I think they filmed it all in one setting.
So it did very well.
Good story.
$150 million. $226 million worldwide.
You know what I saw over the weekend was... K-pop Demon Hunters.
And
it was good.
You liked it?
Dan's giving me the thumbs up. It was good.
It's one of those Netflix movies that all the kids are watching. It was one of the most seen Halloween costumes this year.
It was. And
Is this in theaters?
No, it's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Okay.
It's animated. And I'm not a huge animated movie fan, but I sat down.
Did you watch with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was actually, I actually liked it a lot. I thought the theme of the movie was good.
What's it called? K-pop?
K-pop Demon Hunter. So you know what K-pop is, right?
I have no idea.
Korean pop. So you see all these like Korean boy bands, girl bands, and you know, they're kind of like the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, but Korean.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a phenomenon.
It's a great movie.
All right, Dan, give us your two cents on it. Did you hear my analysis? It was cutting edge analysis.
It's good animation. It's fun.
And it has a theme. I think it has a heartfelt theme.
Theme.
Who did you watch it with?
Myself. I mean, you know, I keep up with the. I try to put my thumb on the zeitgeist of youth culture. You know me. So
got to be hip.
I watched it. I'm like, all right, what's this all about? So I watched it. I'm like, hey, this is pretty good.
It was good. I'd watch it again.
I mean, it's no Citizen Kane, but it's a fun movie.
Okay.
Which considered to be the best movie of all time, right? Citizen Kane.
It's up there.
By some experts.
It's up there.
It's no Top Gun, but.
No, it certainly is not.
Or Top Gun Maverick.
Which, by the way...
That was movie shaming, by the way. Is that movie shaming?
Yes, that was movie shaming. We went and saw the Kansas City Symphony do Top Gun Maverick.
Really? That's awesome.
It was actually quite good.
Yeah.
So they do like the Harold Faltermeyer like opening thing. Like
so what they do... Yeah. And so they literally take down the soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
and they play the movie, and then the Kansas City Symphony does the soundtrack live.
Almost like when they're first doing the score
mm-hmm.
in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
They play the movie, and then the
correct
musicians will watch.
It was really, really good.
Very cool.
Except
that's awesome.
In the real Top Gun soundtrack, Harold... Faltermeyer was a one-man show, right? It was just him at a synthesizer doing all that stuff. Yeah,
I have no idea. Sure. I have no idea.
Oh, wait. Mr. Axl Rose, LA Guns, music trivia guy. You don't know this?
I didn't know that he was a one-man band.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Okay.
But I went and saw the Kansas City Symphony do the score, and it was very good.
That's awesome. Did it evoke the same emotion about the movie? Like the opening carrier scene where there's like, you know, the steam coming out of the catapult and people taxiing around.
Oh, that's
and
just so awesome.
Stage five afterburner.
Yes.
Like who does the big gong noise? Like the dong.
The gong guy.
There's a gong guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like a guy ringing a bell.
Guy.
There's not a bell guy ringing a big.
What is happening?
A big
right
Liberty
now?
Bell.
I'm trying to explain to these guys.
Just let it go.
Like someone they just turned on the station just down there.
They
like,
have
is
no
happen?
Culture.
I've been here the whole time and I don't know what's happening.
I was trying to explain to them when I went to go see Top Gun Maverick at the
Kauffman
Center
uh-huh.
and how the Kansas City Symphony did the score.
Yeah.
And these two characters have no culture.
Okay.
They watch K-pop.
Demon Hunters.
Oh, man. Careful. There's a lot of people that are listening right now that probably like that movie.
So was this your first time going to the symphony?
Yes, it was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Excellent.
I was really impressed. And we were close up. I mean, we were like third row, fourth row. And this was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, give or take. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed.
We used to go a lot when I was a kid. We would go, and they would have these famous guest composers. Remember Bobby McFerrin? Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah, of course.
He was the guest composer one time we went. Dudley Moore, who's passed away. He was the actor. What were the movies he was in?
Arthur,
yeah. Apparently really talented piano player. And he was guest conductor. I remember they did Rhapsody in Blue, and he was the guest conductor.
No kidding.
And he nailed it. Yeah, it was
awesome.
Damned. I remember thinking as a kid, like, this is awesome.
Huh. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. What are you giggling about in there?
Oh, just everything.
All right. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Steve.
Just life. Life.
Commander Jesse Reed, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thirty-four years ago today, Freddie Mercury died. Who else died on the same day that Freddie Mercury did?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No.
Yes.
In 1991?
Oh, well, no, but November 24th, 1963.
That is correct. On November 24th, 1991, Eric Carr, the drummer of Kiss, died on the same day.
Really?
It was a Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson kind of thing, where two famous people died on the same day, but one was much more famous than the other. So Eric Carr died, and people were like, oh, you know, Eric Carr, blah, blah. And then Freddie Mercury died, and that took the headline.
Oh, I was going to say, Freddie Mercury's death was drowned out by Eric Carr's death, right?
I think it was the other way around.
And 30 years before that, Lee Harvey Oswald was
assassinated. That is correct. Donald Glover is opening up about a recent health scare that forced him to cancel his tour last year. At the time, he described it as an ailment, but Glover said over the weekend at a performance that a doctor informed him that he had had a stroke. Glover, who performs under the moniker Childish Gambino, shared the information on stage at Tyler in Los Angeles. His remarks were shared widely on social media. Quote, you guys voted for a Where Have I Been monologue. I had a really bad pain in my head in Louisiana. I did a show anyway. I couldn't really see. So when we got to Houston, I went to the hospital and the doctor's like, you've had a stroke.
One of the most insanely talented performers to ever live.
You've seen him in concert?
Oh, yeah. Comedian, rapper, actor, does it all and does it all
well. I'd seen him in a movie. Was it The Martian that I saw him in? He was kind of like one of the scientist guys on the team. And then I saw him in that show Atlanta,
yeah,
which I thought was really funny. His character was great in that.
I discovered him through his rap music and Childish Gambino and went to one of his shows back in like 2012. And then I saw a YouTube video of a stand-up comedy set, and he was the second act.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is Childish Gambino doing stand-up comedy? And then I discovered that he's been doing all of this for, you know, 10 years. So, and I was like, wow.
So he's a stand-up comic. Uh-huh. He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor.
Yep.
And most of the stuff he acts in, I think he does a lot of the writing for as well. Yeah. He's basically a writer. I mean,
he's just obviously a super goofy, funny guy. And then he just switches something in his brain and becomes a crazy good rapper.
Why have I never heard of this guy?
He's awesome.
You would recognize him. If you look him up right now, you would see him and go, oh, I've seen him in a movie or a show.
Donald Glover?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, very talented.
He wrote This Is America, one of his rap songs, a couple years ago that was super
controversial. Yeah. I've seen him before. Huh. He's young to have a stroke. He's only 42.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem, yeah.
A lot going on up there.
Clearly. A woman who stabbed her sixth grade classmate to win favor with a fictional internet character named Slender Man more than a decade ago has been taken back into custody a day after cutting off her monitoring bracelet and leaving a group home where she had been living. This chick needs some serious help. Morgan Geyser, who is 23, was found yesterday at a truck stop in Posen, Illinois, about 20 miles south of Chicago. She was found with another person whom police did not identify. Quoting here from police, there is no longer a need to search for Morgan Geyser at this time. She was found at 10:34 last night. She had cut off her ankle bracelet. You remember this gal? She and another friend of hers wanted to impress Slender Man, and they stabbed a fellow classmate 19 times in the chest.
I was huge into the Slender Man game at the time and could not believe that somebody carried out a stupid video game, which, by the way, there's not a lot of stabbing in the video game.
I don't even know what Slender Man is.
Yeah, can you explain Slender Man?
It's a very tall, slender character, Slender Man.
Okay.
Who doesn't have a face. And effectively, the game, I don't know the origin story behind the game. You know, all these games have some crazy origin story. I didn't nerd out about it that much, but I was trying to win the game, and it's a horror game. So you sit there, and it's dark. You have a flashlight, and you're going through the woods, going into bathrooms.
It's like a first-person shooter kind of thing?
Yeah, but you just have a flashlight.
Okay.
And you're looking for notes that give you clues on how to evade Slender Man. The problem is he's following you the whole time. Uh-huh. And he, you know, you turn away from him, and he gets closer. You can't look at him the whole time because you're trying to go get the notes. And then you walk into one of these bathrooms.
But throughout the game, he's following you the entire time?
Yeah. And when you're not looking at him, he gets closer.
So and it's kind of like this anxiety-inducing, like you got to move fast.
It was a crazy, scary game. My buddy and I, you know, would play it till all hours of the morning, turn off all the lights, you know, just see how scared you can make yourself.
Does he have a personality?
No, he just murderous. Catches up to you, and if you get caught, you die.
So why would they want to impress Slender Man?
Probably because they were obsessed with it.
Huh.
I don't know.
Ask her.
My friends and I played.
You know, I'd rather not.
I'm sure she'll have a very cogent answer for you.
I mean, this poor young lady, she's now 23, I believe. She needs to be put away. She belongs in Osawatomie. There is something that elevator is not going to the top floor. And when you're trying to impress Slender Man by stabbing your classmate 19 times in the chest, There is something wrong with you.
I mean, I don't remember the exact details of the story, but if I had to guess, they were trying to live out the video game, right? So their friend was the character in the video game, and they were pretending to be Slender Man.
Did the classmate die?
No. Survived.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host this afternoon, Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.